by the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine, by the grace of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, Azzawajal, welcome back to our morning show, our morning program, which goes by the name of, you should all know by now, Rise and Shine. Yes, Alhamdulillah, Azzawajal, this is about removing all the negativity, bringing about positivity, bringing about happiness, bringing about a smile to our faces, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. And Alhamdulillah, learning about the religion. Yes, this is what Madani Channel is all about, my dear viewers. To learn about our deen, to learn about that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, which Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala wa sallam has sent to us, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Now, alhamdulillah, as usual, each and every single day, we begin our program by listening, beginning our day by listening to the beautiful verses of the glorious Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر صدق الله العظيم
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم Many viewers of Manjha, we have listened to the recital of the Qur'an. MashaAllah, the Qari, the individual who has recited the Qur'an, beautiful recitation, MashaAllah, he has chosen to recite Surah Kawthar today, my dear viewers. Kawthar, there are many interpretations as to what this refers to, but we shall hear a little about it, inshallah, today. Because this, you know, we shall touch upon this in our topic today, my dear viewers of inshallah. Remember, on Rise and Shine, each and every single day, we have a new topic. We have our daily reminder, a short hadith sharif, along with a brief explanation of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But today is fruit day, my dear viewers. Yes, today we speak about a particular fruit. Which fruit we shall be speaking about today? Stick with us to find out. But don't forget, another lesson for today, my dear viewers, is, well, not just for today, each and every single day, it said that you should eat your a minimum of five fruits a day. The question is, do you eat your five a day, as we call it? If you do not, then you should, my dear viewers, because, again, another thing we shall be touching upon is health. Yes, health, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Now, we have listened to the verses of the Holy Quran, and subsequent to the Quran, we always listen to the praise of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. MashaAllah, we have our Qari, he is also a Naat Khan. Let's listen to a Naat from our Naat Khan. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Balagallu la bika ma Allah
Oh,
پلتے تھے اپنی ٹکڑوں میں پلتے
سبحان اللہ صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, you are watching, yes, Rise and Shine. Alhamdulillah, each and every single day we have a new topic, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. And today, well, the name of the topic is juveniles, meaning the youngsters, my dear viewers, to make the most of your youth. Now, the word youth is, you know, it in a way you could say subjective, because a different person would understand youth to have a different meaning. Some people would be, you know, 30 years old and say, you know, I'm old now. Others would be 50, 60 years old and they would say age is just a number. Yes, my dear viewers, mashallah, brilliant, age is just a number. Now, in this day and age, especially the average age, my dear viewers, which it has been stated it is average, is 72 years of age. 72 is considered to be average, but my dear viewers, in this day and age, I don't think even 72 is correct. I don't even think even 72 is correct, meaning the age people normally leave this world for the eternal abode, which normal people normally die at. It is said that it is the age of 72. But if you think about it, just generally if you think about it, those individuals who you have seen pass away around you, you know, the people from your family, etc., those who have left this world, and especially for those that have left this world from our family, from our friends, I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless each and every single one of them and grant them success and happiness in the akhirah. But just think about it for a moment. Think about the last five people, you can say, even more, you know, go as far as you wish. That those who have recently passed away from your family, what was their age? And I'm quite certain, you know, I will say the majority of the times, or the majority of them were 50 or less. Allahu Akbar. 50 or less, my dear viewers of the channel. Sometimes, yes, the person is 60, and sometimes there are some who are very old who pass away. That's what I'm coming to. That being a juvenile, being a what's known as a youth, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, being young, this is subjective for different people. Sometimes people are 30 but they feel old, which means it's not always about age. But it could be in regards to health also. Health plays a huge factor. Now, as I stated, Hazrat Imam Tabari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is beautiful what has been mentioned about him. It stated that he was over the age of 100. And he was visually, his sight was intact. His hearing ability completely fine. His physical ability, he seemed like a very agile person even at that age. He was known to be physically able and, physically healthy. Now somebody asked him, and they said to him, that how is it your age is over 100? We rarely meet somebody who's over 100 in this day and age. Allahu Akbar. They said, your age is over 100 years. How is it that yet your sight, I don't know if they had glasses in them days, they may have had something, but your sight is yet brilliant, you could see perfectly fine. Your hearing ability is not impaired, it is completely fine. You also look quite agile, you look very healthy. Allahu Akbar. And the reply he gives, my dear viewers, it is beautiful, honestly it is beautiful. He says, the reason for this is because when I was young. Now what does he mean by young? It could be 60, Allahu Akbar. But my dear viewers, generally we consider youngsters to be, 20 to 40 years of age. He says, because when I was young, when I was healthy, I protected my body parts. During my youth, I protected my eyes. I protected my ears, I protected my tongue, my feet, my hands, my dear viewers, from disobeying the order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I kept my limbs, my body parts, congruent and in servitude to the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And for this reason, when I exerted my strength in my youth, in the servitude of the deen, of the religion, for this reason now when I am old, now when I am old and considered to be weak, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected my eyes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected my tongue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected my ears. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed me to maintain my health, my agility, my well-being. Allahu Akbar. This is very, very important. Because when a person does turn old, his sight becomes weaker. We were talking about on Mondays, we have our Health is Wealth segment, and we were speaking about, with the optician, about the cataract, my dear viewers. That one of the causes of this is simply old age. When a person grows older, then he has problems with his eyes. We will see that anybody who is old, his hearing ability would become deficient, it would weaken over time. And they wouldn't be able to hear properly. Sometimes people would have to shout at them. Being right next to them, they would shout at them, Adivi was open the channel, in order for them to be able to hear. Protecting his tongue, what does he mean? And this is something we'll find. And that sometimes when a person turns old, when a person becomes old, Adivi was open the channel, the tongue is, it has been stated that the tongue is a messenger to the heart. The tongue is a messenger to the heart, my dear viewers of the new channel. The tongue is a messenger to the brain. That which a person wishes to express, he expresses through his tongue, as I am doing at this moment. That the protection of the tongue at old age, my dear viewers of the new channel, is for that person not to say things which will be the cause of his destruction. Because sadly nowadays, old men, some people when they turn really old, they, as we say, people say they lose their mind. They lose their mind. So the tongue is a messenger to the mind, my dear viewers of the Nishan, where they speak silly things. You know, things you wouldn't expect somebody at that age to be saying. And it said the reason for this, the reason why an individual's mental ability does not remain intact, is because when he was young, he would speak about vulgar things. That my dear viewers of the Nishan, he would speak in such a way which was, you know, possessed no respect whatsoever. He would say whatever he wished. For this reason, when he has turned old, he has lost his mind. So the Imam Tabari rahimahullah ta'ala states, over the age of 100, he was over the age, and this is subhanallah, I don't think, possibly I have met somebody who's very, very old. I don't think I've ever met anybody who's older than 100 years of age, my dear viewers. No, I don't think I have. This individual was over 100 years of age. And yet he was able to, subhanallah, he was able to speak properly. He was able to teach, my dear viewers of Allah, inshallah. And alhamdulillah, this is something which, in fact, which something I've come to know also throughout the years, that those people who do, you see, some people would go to the gym to remain healthy. You know, some people would just go for a jog in the park. And people would do various things, you know, various types of exercises. Have you seen a teacher of the deen? I want to say an imam because we get various imams, subhanallah. But a teacher of the deen, my dear viewers of the Nishan, a one who teaches dars-e-nizami, one who teaches scholars, the awliya Allah, the ulama, really the ulama. We see that, subhanallah, they do live to quite a good age, especially those acting upon the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, our Bani Dawat Islami, the founder of Dawat Islami, Amir Ahlul Sunnah Dawat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, mashallah, they are at a brilliant age also. And due to this, my dear viewers of Madin Channel, they are at, subhanAllah, they are at a brilliant age. But what is the reason to this? The reason is that when they were young, they would worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when you are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a form of exercise. In fact, it's mentioned, and really, I think it was a German scientist that recently found that we lift, you know, weights, we'll run, we'll do various exercises in order to maintain our physical health. But he says there is also an exercise for our organs. He says that we have come to know there is also an exercise for our organs. Now many of us would be thinking, wow, that's strange. You know, how on earth is it possible for there to be an exercise for our organs? And he replies that they researched the name Allah. Just when we recite or we mention the name Allah, and he says just by reciting the name Allah, this, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, acts as exercise even for our interior, our inner organs. Allahu Akbar. So this is, you know, these people, they perform the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They worship. Salah itself has many, many scientific benefits. Going into prostration, excellent for depression. You know, in terms of depression, even wiping the neck, my dear viewers, whilst you're performing your ablution, to wipe just the back of the neck. This also releases depression, anxiety. You know, so this is another problem we're all facing in this day and age. Today's topic, you know, we're speaking about the youth. Make the most of your youth in order for your old age even to be better. Yes. Those people who make the most, what do I mean by making the most of your youth? You know, some people say, yes, you know, make the most of your youth, you only live once. Do whatever you can do. No, my dear viewers, we do not believe you only live once. You live once, yes, you die. But then you shall be resurrected. And for each and every single thing, each and every single act, each and every single deed you perform throughout your lifetime, you shall be questioned on the Day of Judgment. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, for those of you that are young, you know, again, you know, those of you that feel young, those that are old, I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those that are not so well, I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you health. But now is the time to make the most of your time. Now, my dear viewers, is the time. Because we always think, yes, tomorrow, tomorrow. No, it's never tomorrow. And make the most of your youth, really. Because it said that when a person, whenever we go to the masjid, whenever we go to the masjid, we find that the majority of the time there's only the elders there. There's only the elders there. And generally, you know, who prays salah? How many of us pray salah? How many of our fathers pray salah? MashaAllah, many of our fathers pray salah. Many of our mothers pray salah. So we do have yet some of the elder generation who do pray their salah, who act upon that religion. But when did they begin to pray their salah? When they consider themselves to be old, no longer able to earn wealth. And many of us think, yes, this is what I shall do. That I'm at my youth, I'll earn my wealth, I'll do whatever I wish. And when I'm older, then I will begin to pray my 5 daily salah. Firstly, what assurance do you have that you shall become old? Secondly, subhanAllah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Na'im rahmahullah ta'ala, as a scholar, this is mentioned in so many Talmud reviews. It's been stated that when a person is young and he performs acts of worship, when he is young, he spends his youth worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reading prayers, reciting the Holy Quran whilst he is in his youth. When he does this, then when he becomes old and he is not able to do this, many of our elders wish to pray that salah, but they are too weak to pray. They find it difficult to pray. They have all sorts of problems. You know, sometimes salah may be exempted, sometimes it may not be exempted, depending on their case. But now they think, oh, it is too difficult for me to pray. Some are able to pray their salah. They think, I wish to pray extra salah. I wish to pray extra nawafil. But they are not able to. Some will think, oh, I wish to learn how to recite the Quran now. But they did not learn when they were young. And now their mental ability, their learning ability has gone. They've lost it. You know, it comes to a time where it's difficult for you to learn new things. So now they're not able to learn how to read the Holy Quran. So some, mashallah, we have, you know, who are looking at the Quran and they're moving their fingers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also reward them. But what they wish for is to be able to recite the Quran, but they are not able to. It has been stated that when a person is in his youth, a person is in his youth, and he worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then he continues to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until he becomes older, and now he is no longer able to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is no longer able due to whatever reason it may be. But yet, although he may just be lying down in bed when he was young, if he would get up for tahajjud before Fajr Salah to perform his tahajjud, then even now when he is lying in his bed, he will gain the reward of that tahajjud. Yes, that when a person who worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he spends his youth worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that person, when he becomes old, unable to worship Allah, without worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will still gain the reward of worshipping Allah ta'ala. This is an important lesson for us, the young, really. Those who are young. And young could be up to 40, even 50 years old. Depending on your health, you are able to move, you are able to perform salah, even doing the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should do so. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, you are watching Rise and Shine. Yes! Alhamdulillah, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so much. What shall we be doing with what we have been given? Will we use our energy, our health in obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His orders, His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But as usual, we also have our daily reminder each and every single day. Let's move to today's reminder, inshallah, and then we shall continue from there. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Our aslaf, our pious predecessors, rahimahumullah ta'ala, made many, many sacrifices for the religion of Islam. Such sacrifices that when we read today, even we're astounded as to how they were able to make them. For example, it's mentioned in the book, Uyunul Hikayat, that an individual named Abu Abdirrahman Farrukh, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he left his home to go and guard the frontiers, the boundaries of Islam. And in a hadith, there are a lot of fadail virtues mentioned for this. And he returned 27 years later. Imagine that. He's left his home. He's left his wife who was expecting at that time. And he returned 27 years later. When he returned home, he opened the door of his house using the spear which was in his hand. And when he opened the door, another man came to the door who was inside the house, Sayyiduna Rabi'ah. His name was Rabi'ah, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And when he saw this man with a spear in hand, he took it as someone who has come to attack. And he said, "Oh individual, you've come to attack us?" And Abu Abdirrahman Farrukh, rahmatullahi alayhi, replied, "No, I've not come to attack you. But answer me, what are you doing in my house?" Because obviously he's been away for 27 years. He doesn't know who this individual is. And there was a quarrel. And all the while, his wife was listening as well. But before his wife could even say anything, the people of the locality, they calmed things down, didn't let it escalate. And the Aimma, the scholars of the locality were called to try and solve this issue. What's going on? There's a person in the house who's saying that this individual has come to attack us, whereas the one who is standing outside the door is saying, "This is my house, and who is this individual in my house?" And that's when his wife was listening, and she replied, and she understood that one was her husband who had come back after 27 years. She said, "The issue is that the man outside, this is my husband, he left 27 years ago, I was expecting at that time, and the individual in the house, this is my son." Meaning they're both father and son. So they hugged one another, they embraced one another, they were so happy to see one another. And the son, he left to go to Masjid Nabawi Sharif, ala sahibiha salatu wassalam. And the father, he asked his wife, he said, I left you with 30,000 dinar, 30,000 gold coins. What did you do with them? She said, "I'll tell you about that afterwards." So now the father, Sayyiduna Abu Abdirrahman Farrukh, rahmatullahi alayhi, he also makes his way to the masjid. When he reaches Masjid Nabawi Sharif, he sees somebody delivering darsi hadith, a lesson on hadith. There's thousands of students, people in attendance. He's not quite able to make out who is delivering the dars. So he asks, "Who is that individual? Who is delivering the dars?" And he was told, "This is Sayyiduna Rabi'ah, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi." Meaning it was his own son, who was an ocean of knowledge, a great Islamic scholar, and who was leading this dars. So he prayed, "Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at the rank you've granted my son. All praise to you, Allah." So he came home and said to his wife, "Do you know your son? He's an ocean of knowledge. He's a great scholar. I went to the masjid and I saw him delivering darsi hadith. Subhanallah, what great blessing Allah has bestowed upon us." And this is when she replied and she said, "You know, that money you are asking me about, that 30,000 dinar, would you rather have that or would you rather see your son like this as a great scholar of Islam?" And he said, "Is that even a question? Of course I would rather see my son, accomplished scholar, delivering darsi hadith in the masjid." So this was an opportunity to actually reveal what she did with that 30,000 dinar. She said, "That 30,000 dinar that you left, I spent all of that to ensure your son has a good Islamic education. Sent him to the scholars, sent him to the greatest imam of the time. And this is what you see today before you, that he has become an accomplished scholar. And when he heard this, Sayyiduna Abu Abdurrahman Farrukh rahmatullahi alayhi was so pleased, so happy. He said, "Oh wife, I left you with 30,000 dinar. You did not waste that money. In fact, you spent it in the best and most appropriate way." So respected viewers, this is just a glimpse of the sacrifices that our pious predecessors made just so that the deen could reach us. Those so that hadith, Quran, these sciences could reach us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to also make sacrifices, whether it's monetary or going physically to study. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make sacrifices for the deen.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Let's move to our next segment, which is our daily hadith sharif, which we shall, inshallah, come to find out about now from our respected Abdullah bhai. Let's move to that. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, inshallah azawajal, in today's daily hadith, we will hear about a very important element of our lives. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu has reported that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, يَأْتِ أَلَى النَّاسِ زَمَانٌ. A time will come upon the people, لَا يُبَالِي الْمَرْءُ مَا أَخَذَ مِنْهُ, when one will not care where he attains his wealth from, whether he attains it through permissible means or impermissible means, halal or haram. No doubt, one of the obligations upon a Muslim is that he earns for himself and his family a pure and halal sustenance. On one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did not sleep all night. So Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha asked, "O Messenger of Allah, what has caused you to stay awake all night?" The best of mankind sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied that, "I found a date last night and I ate it. Then I remembered that we had in our house some dates that were meant for charity. So I feared that the date I ate was from the dates that were to be given to charity." Subhanallah, what does this go to show? Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam ate one date, forgetting that he had some dates in his house that were meant for charity. And this caused them to have a sleepless night, just out of fear that this date may have been from the dates of the charity. So this accidental morsel caused our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so much unrest and so much discomfort. In reality, this serves as a lesson for us. This is a teaching within this. There's a teaching for us, those of us who may be earning such a living that comes from a means of haram, and yet we enjoy a deep sleep at night. And like this, we have countless accounts of various Sahaba Ikiram and Awliya who too are great role models, even in just safeguarding themselves from doubtful food and sustenance. Halal sustenance is the means of attaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and also His Azza wa Jal's protection. It's the means of getting all our lawful du'as answered, and also and truly a means of being honored on the Day of Judgment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the pursuit of seeking halal sustenance easy upon all of us. Ameen, bijahin nabil, ameen. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Let's take a look at today's fruit. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
The kiwi fruit, consuming fruits and vegetables of all kinds, is associated with a reduced risk of heart disease, diabetes, cancer, and many other conditions. Consumption of plant foods like the kiwi, this decreases the risk of obesity too. The kiwi fruit, often shorted as we know to be called kiwi in many parts of the world, contains many vitamins, or vitamins as some would say, and minerals. Kiwi fruit is rich in vitamin C, vitamin E, vitamin A. It contains dietary fiber, potassium, phosphorus, magnesium, and copper. It has a remarkable ability to remove excess sodium from the body, which is good for the average person who eats too much salt in his foods. Kiwi is also rich in antioxidants and digestive enzymes. The kiwi fruit should be eaten immediately once cut, as these enzymes make the fruit go soggy. Collagen, the support system of the skin, is reliant on vitamin C. The vitamin is an essential nutrient and antioxidant. It helps prevent damage caused by the sun, by pollution, especially in this day and age, and smooths wrinkles on your beautiful face. It also improves overall skin texture, my dear viewers. Not only can kiwi fruits provide an extra boost to our immune system, but rather, they can also help us to manage our blood pressure. Yes, studies have found that the bioactive substances in 3 kiwis a day can lower your blood pressure more than 1 apple a day. Meaning, it takes 3 kiwis to do the job of 1 apple. Allahu Akbar. Long term, this may also mean a lower risk for conditions that can be caused by high blood pressure, like strokes and also sadly heart attacks. The fiber and potassium in kiwis supports heart health. An increase in potassium intake along with a decrease in sodium intake can help reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease. It has been stated that those who consumed 4,069 milligrams of potassium per day had a 49% lower risk of death from ischemic heart disease compared with those who consumed less potassium. But if you were many benefits in eating the kiwi fruit, improve your health, aid your body by eating kiwis. They are delicious.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Reviewers of Madani channel, today we have heard a little about kiwis. Allahu Akbar. MashaAllah, the fruit looks, Allahu Akbar, those pictures looks absolutely delicious, my dear viewers of Madani channel. Now, I've never seen a kiwi tree before. To be honest, I didn't even know they grew on trees, but I've seen today and those fields looked absolutely, MashaAllah, beautiful. You know, this is another thing, my dear viewers of Madani channel, which, you know, it is a, we need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He has given us so much. And mashallah, honestly, that looks so beautiful. I really am, you know, I'm, as we say, craving one at this moment in time. Inshallah, I am going to go have my 5 a day. You make sure, you know, you have risen, possibly had your breakfast, sat in front of the TV, watch this program. Now, don't forget, you also need to have your 5 a day, my dear viewers. Sadly, we don't have much time left, but today the topic was in regards to young age, the youth, my dear viewers of Madani channel. Whilst you are still young, to make the most of your youth. This is today's lesson, really, because Alhamdulillah, we have been granted so much. Another thing is to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously, this is a topic of its own, but nevertheless, each and every single day, we also must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever we rise from our beds, you know, we open our curtains, we have the shining sun coming into our rooms, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Whenever we have this, we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look how much He has granted us. Even the ability to get up, the strength to open our curtains in the morning, or open our blinds in the morning, my dear viewers of the channel. Sadly, that's all for now. Continue to send salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and join us again tomorrow. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wasallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of